V'chein amr z'v'chein amavracha rachman aliba boy. That's what Chazal say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live. Ki ein dai la'odain Baruch Hu b'maisim levadam sheyu maisei mitzvah. It's not enough for our master, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in just the actions, that the actions should be maisei mitzvah. Ela ha'ikr l'fanav, the ikr in front of Hashem, shahalev yiyeh tohar, that the lev should be pure, l'chavein bom la'avoida amitis, to be mechavein with our hearts to the proper avoida. Now let's not confuse this Mesilas Yesharim, and this is where it gets confusing. Let's not confuse this Mesilas Yesharim with the fact that nothing starts without the Maisa. Without the Maisa, we're not in this world. We're not getting started. This is the famous, we've mentioned this many times, the famous Hakadama of the, I think of Reb Chaim Volozhin to the Biur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, that Reb Chaim Volozhin describes over there about the importance of Maisa by Klal Yisrael. He says you have two people. One of them is a Bal Taiva, and the other one is a tremendous Edel Talmud Chacham. And they both sit down to their Korban Pesach. Sitting down in Yerushalayim, the Har HaBayis, and it's roasting there on the spit. The meat is roasting, and you know, two people on both sides are turning the meat, you know, and you're watching the fats drip off the meat on top of the fire. And they're saying the CPTS Mitzrayim, and they're getting ready for this Korban Pesach. And the Talmud Chacham, you can imagine, be'ema, be'yira, be'resus, be'zeya, he's getting ready to be Mekayim, the Heilug Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and he's thinking about all the unbelievable accomplishments, and all the Elyonim, and the Shemayim, and the Shmei HaShemayim, and all the things that it's going to be Mekadashim Shemayim, what's going to do to the Shem Hashem, and the Malachim, and Dairus before him, and the Dairus after him, and the Zchus for Klal Yisrael, and he's on and on, all the Madragas and everything. And in the He's so distracted with his machshavos that he forgets to eat the Korban Pesach. And before he knows it, it's morning, and he forgot to eat the Korban Pesach. Meanwhile, his friend, the Bal Taiva, is just sitting the whole night drooling, watching that piece of meat turning on the fire. And everyone's talking to Yitzias Mitzrayim. They say, like, yeah, we came out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When are we serving the Afikoyven? When are we serving the Korban Pesach? Finally, they get time for the Korban Pesach. He digs at the meat. He's not thinking about Olamas. He's not thinking about nothing. He's L'shem Mitzvah Achilas Korban Pesach, you know, the Kaishi, and he eats his Korban Pesach. He licks off the bones. Can't bite the bones, but licks off the bones. He's mamish enjoying every roasted meat. Mamish fresh. The animal was just alive a few hours ago. The freshest meat, you know. Zokter Chaim Volozhin, our Bal Taiva friend over here, was Mekayim Mitzvah Daraisa. And our Talmud Chacham friend is Chayv Karas. Because bottom line, he didn't bring the Korban Pesach. That's the bottom line. So the Avada, nothing starts without Maisa. But after the Maisa, that puts us into the ballpark. We do the Maisa of an Oved Hashem, then the Ikar is the Machshavas. That the Maisa shouldn't just, the Maisa is the Guf. Just like we can't exist in this world without a body. We can't exist without a body. What's the ikar? Our guf or our neshama? Our neshama is the ikar. But we can't exist without a guf. We need our guf in order for our neshama to do anything. The same thing. The ikar in a mitzvah avad is the kavana and the madregas of the mitzvah. But kavanas can't exist without a guf. The guf of the mitzvah, that's the maisa mitzvah. The act of the mitzvah. Shaking guf. Without that, you could have all the kavanas in the world. It's not in a guf. In this world, in order for something to be counted, for something to be chashuv, it has to be a maisa. That's the Maisa. I forgot, Zev, you'll remember the pasuk when I say the Chazal. The Davin Melech says that wherever I wanted to go, whenever I thought of going here or going here or going there, Raglai Melichin Oisi the Beis Medrash, my legs, my feet brought me to the Beis Medrash. What's the pasuk? Maybe Ner L'Ragli Devarecha. I don't remember. I don't remember what the pasuk is. The Davin Melech says I have this thing. My Evarim, my body, just leads me towards Kedusha. I make a plan to go take care of this or to do that, and it just, by itself, my body is just led towards Kedusha. Raglai Melichin Oisi LeBeis HaMedrash. And it's Raglai is on purpose. The Regel is the part that's the furthest from the mind. The Regel is the furthest from the mind. That's why Hergel, which is habit, which is far from the mind, is the word Regel, which is the farthest thing from the mind. Raglai, my habits, my Hergel, my feet, are drawn to the Beis Medrash. Why dafka David HaMelech? Because David HaMelech is the one who said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he said, V'libi chalol b'kirbi. My heart is dead within me. Sounds pathetic, no? Sounds horrible, sounds dry, sounds depressing, my heart is dead within me. But Chazal explained that it's the Adarab, it's the greatest chiyus. It means all my personal ritzainess and my personal life and my own selfishness and my own taivus and my own impulses, all of that is dead. I've been fully replaced by the heart of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. My lave right now is just a reflection of the lave of Hashem Kaviyachal. So that's exactly what he said. If you give your heart to me, so everything will be nimshach towards the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the David HaMelech of a ragla melich, and I see the base HaMedrash. Then I'm being drawn to the base HaMedrash. That's for libi cholo bekirbi. And that's what the Chazanish writes in his Igris. I haven't seen it in a long time. From what I recall, he writes that this the Chazal say, Adam ki yamos ba'ayel. That's Chazal say that ain't divrei Torah miskayim, that divrei Torah is not miskayim, except by someone who kills himself over them. So the Chazanish says such a lashon over there that it's the greatest chayim in the world, that misa. That misa is the greatest chayim. Because by the misa of all the distractions and all the other things that come in life, just by giving myself over, it doesn't mean dafka to learn 24 hours a day or this and that. It doesn't mean, I'm not talking about the recipe for each person. It means the overall hashkafa. I'm here to serve Hashem. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve Hashem. Give my heart to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I'm here to serve Hashem. That's the kinesa into a whole different life. It's memis atzma. He's memis his etta. He kills himself, but now he becomes part of the chiyas of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a different life. I always wondered if that's why the word meis and the word tam are the same word. Because sometimes tam means shlemus. Yaakov ish tam. Sometimes by misa, sometimes by killing something, sometimes by having something that's an inyan of misa, meimis atzmei olea, libi cholo bekirbi, a person could reach the greatest shlemus in the world.